My guest this morning is State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Eric Bott. He's joining me to talk about a major endorsement here for Attorney General in Wisconsin. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I was just sharing our travails coming in this morning. We had a little storm. What was it like down in your part of Wisconsin?
Last night was calm, but the night before was brutal.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like playing a video game, driving home from work, zigzagging around streets to avoid the closures from fallen trees and smashed cars.
Like Frogger. Remember that?
Exactly. I felt like I had transported to an Atari system in the early 80s.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes, I almost said, remember that show? That's how much I liked video games when I was a kid. I'd rather play... you know, something as I know kids today, they'd rather, you know, play whatever their Xbox. But hey, I was all about Atari too. So it was good times.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Well, hey, let's talk about why Americans for Prosperity has decided to make a major endorsement of one of the attorney general candidates here in Wisconsin.
Well, thanks, Meg. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, for those who don't know, the current incumbent attorney general in Wisconsin, Josh Call, is an ultra progressive and in every way, shape, and form of what you imagine that means. And there are two huge problems confronting our state and our nation where we think we need a radical departure from that progressivism in the attorney general's office. Number one is public safety. Violent crime is up in Milwaukee. It's up in Dane County around Madison. It's up in the Wausau area. It's up in a number of pockets around Wisconsin. And I think part of the reason behind that is a toxic culture in progressive district attorney's offices across Wisconsin. And I think we need an outsider like Adam Jarko, who is a consistently pro-liberty attorney in private practice, who's put his money where his mouth is again and again, to come in and shake up that culture and transform it for the better. The second big issue is individual liberty and rights. And frankly, the challenges stem from government. Our government in Washington is lawless. Our government in Madison is lawless. Governor Evers, the Biden administration, are unable to advance their agendas through the legislature as they're supposed to, as was envisioned by our founders. And so what are they doing? They're passing it through executive orders, through edicts, through bureaucratic regulations. Look here in Wisconsin right now. Governor Evers attempted to pass effectively a state Green New Deal to jack up our utility bills, to make gasoline more expensive, you name it. He failed. The legislature blocked him last year. But it's going into effect anyways, piecemeal, bit by bit, through executive edicts. That's not consistent with the framework our founders set forward for our country, and it's harming Wisconsin industry, it's harming farmers, it's harming families, it's driving up prices on everything we fuel our cars with, on our food. And Governor Evers needs to be checked. The lawlessness in Madison and D.C. needs to be stopped. And I think Adam Jarko, being the person I've known him to be for over a decade, one of the most hard-charging, consistently pro-liberty attorneys in Wisconsin, is exactly the man we need to take the reins of the Attorney General's office and put a stop to all this nonsense.
So why Adam Jarko over Eric Toney? How does he contrast with Eric Toney?
I think if you listen to both Jarko and his primary opponent, Toney, talk, the rhetoric both sounds good. Toney says a lot of the right things right now. What I'm more interested in, as someone who's observed politics in Wisconsin for 20 years, is what's behind the rhetoric. What does somebody do to back that up or not do? In terms of Adam Jarko, I've never seen him waver from his principles. This is a guy, if you think back, when Governor Evers locked down Wisconsin 2 years ago, got to remember, we had arguably the most stringent, strict anti-business lockdown in America. We struck that down in the courts. We are lucky that we were able to defeat Governor Evers in the courts. And we did that because people like Adam Jarko stepped up from day one and fought back and called out Governor Evers. He is an attorney for free, pro bono, supported sportsmen, supported fishing groups, supported other small businesses in Wisconsin to file briefs in court challenging Governor Evers' illegal lockdown. That was exactly what we needed at the time, and it's the type of thing we need from an attorney general. Now, contrast that with what Eric Toney did. He was one of the only district attorneys in the state to partner with Governor Evers' administration in order to try to enforce the illegal lockdown order, something that you and I, we kind of knew on its face wasn't going to stand the test of time. We knew Weaver's lockdown order was illegal. Yet Eric Toney moved forward and enforced it against, you know, regular moms and pops, regular folks in his county, Fond du Lac County. See, it's that action that really differentiates them. When given the choice, Jarko sided with liberty. He sided with individual rights. Toney sided with statism. That's the real contrast here. You look past the rhetoric, look past all the political talking points. Their actions speak for themselves.
Okay, so one of the biggest criticisms of Adam is that he's not a prosecutor and Eric Toney is. What do you say about that?
So that's one of the first things I was mentioning. There is this toxic culture, I think, in a lot of progressive prosecutors' offices in Wisconsin. You see it in Milwaukee most acutely, where tragedy after tragedy is unfolding in the streets because of poor supervision and oversight within the prosecutor's office. Adam will disrupt that. I say we need an outsider. We need something different. Do we need another Josh Call? Our current progressive attorney general, who's a disaster, he was a prosecutor. John Chisholm, who has trampled the rights of conservatives for years in Wisconsin and who has failed to uphold law and order and defend public safety in Milwaukee County, he's a prosecutor. I don't think we need another one of these old boy clubs type prosecutors. I think we need a disruptor. I think we need an outsider, and that's where I think Jarko comes in and fits the mold perfectly.
Well, and it's interesting. I've often wondered why there weren't any DAs in our state that stepped up to defend those who were suffering under this illegal shutdown orders. And I will concur with what you said. Personally, I talked with Adam during the shutdown. He another pro bono job, I guess. He advised me when we were planning a rally against Governor Evers' shutdown orders. And I just wanted to, I mean, that was my first call, was to an attorney to find out, okay, so am I going to end up in jail if we have this rally? And if so, can I call you? and he was there for me. So I concur.
That's Jarko. Yeah. You talk to people who've been involved in the liberty movement in Wisconsin for years, right? They all know him. We know him because he's one of us. He's right. Always been one of us. You know, until a year and a half ago, I don't think any of us had heard of Eric Toney, other than maybe the fact that he is, you know, prosecuting these lockdown orders. So it's just a real stark difference. Jarko's been there for us, for our movement, for sportsmen. He's been there for the folks like us fighting for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights. He's always there. And I think he would do wonders for us in Madison if he's fortunate enough to get elected Attorney General.
And I think, you know, one of the criticisms, I think, of anyone running for office that has a JD next to their name, that's an attorney, is that people, at least there are a lot of conservatives that are often view an attorney with suspicion and, you know, maybe sometimes rightfully so. But, hey, I've always argued we need attorneys on the good guy's side, too. And here's an example of someone like Adam who has... as you said, he's just like us, and he comes from the private sector, and he is, you know, an outdoorsman, and he supports the same conservative values that we do. So I say hear. I'm glad to hear Americans for Prosperity has spoken up and decided to endorse him. And anything else you'd like to add before we have to go?
Let's just build on that point real quick. You know, Adam, I should have led with this. He's not your typical attorney. He owns a tavern in rural western Wisconsin. He owns he operates a small campground on a river. He's a volunteer firefighter in his community for the last 20 years. He's just like us. You know, this is he's not your big shot Madison attorney. He's a rural northwest Wisconsin tavern owner who happens to have a law degree and has been very effective in arguing the case for liberty for the last decade or more. So he's, in my estimation, exactly the refreshing change we need in Madison.
Well, Eric, thank you for taking the time. Eric Bott, State Director for Americans for Prosperity here in Wisconsin. Will you come back soon and we can talk about all kinds of other issues that are coming up and any other endorsements that your great organization has?
I enjoy your show, Meg. I would love to come back anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you again soon.
Too.
I'm going to go to a break, and we'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.